Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
This week's episode, we celebrate three-time and defending world champion bareback bronc rider from Iowa, Tim O'Connell, and the world champion in the Women's Professional Rodeo Association, Haley Kinsel. We digress back to December in the City of Lights, Las Vegas, at the 60th Annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, sanctioned by the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Three-time and defending champion of the world from Iowa, Tim O'Connell. Tim, I like the sound of that.
I like it too. I dearly do.
Tell us about not one, not two, but three.
This is the hardest one out of all of them, you know. I'm not saying I breezed through the other ones, but them guys made me feel like I was trapped in a corner, tied up with baseball bats all around me, you know. Like, I felt like I had to come out, and I had to come out fighting harder than I've ever fought before. For the people watching tonight in the 10th round, you obviously seen my get off, you know. I was letting everything hang out tonight. I was not going to hold anything back. I was not going to, you know, go through this night and know that I had anything left in the gas tank. You know, I was going to give it everything I had. I was going to lay it all out there, and I was going to do whatever it took to win a third world title. And them guys pushed me to that point. And I appreciate and love all them guys back there. This is a brotherhood that no one will understand besides the bareback riders that lay in that locker room or stay in that locker room or sit in that locker room. You know, we have a special bond between us. We push each other to different limits, and them guys pushed me over the ledge tonight.
And, you know, injuries and pain do not discriminate in this sport.
They don't. But you know what? Everybody was hurt. And I think everybody can testify that they've watched 14 guys laid on the line for 10 nights in a row, banged, battered, bruised, bloody. We left it all out there, no matter what that consequence was. And we wanted to put on the best show in the world. And I feel like the fans just got what they paid for.
A lot of fans, that this is some of the best horses that they've seen in the history of the 60 years at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo.
Yeah. I mean, how can you even compare? I mean, what these horses did to us physically, what the scores were between the matchups. I mean, there wasn't a bad matchup each and every night. You know, guys laid it on the line. The horses laid it on the line. I don't know what I averaged, but I know I was right around like 83 or 84 a night and only placed three times. I mean, how an amazing group of guys, what an amazing group of horses. My hat is off to them stock contractors that give their lives to make our living. You know, and I'm so blessed to do what I do. I'm so blessed to get on the horses that I have this year. And I just thank everybody involved, truthfully. And the fans, it wouldn't be possible without the fans. It wouldn't be possible without the stock contractors, the horses. And at the end of the day, if you were in a bunch of crazy guys that are not crazy enough to get on them horses, it wouldn't be possible. You know, this is a sport that people say is a dying breed. And you know what? We're putting some life back in it.
You're a family man.
I am. You know, my son is first and foremost now. So I thank everybody that has supported me. You know, my beautiful son, I get to share this gold buckle with him now.
Thank you very much, Tim. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Haley Kinsel, Cotulla, Texas, world champion barrel racer. I like that.
I like it, too. It's not bad.
Is that right? This is your first title?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. How many times have you been to the NFR?
Two.
Let's talk about your horsepower.
I got an incredible horse, 7-year-old mare named Sister, and a 14-year-old gelding named TJ. Got to run both of them here. Sister is the main horse, and she does most of the work, and she definitely deserved this win.
Moore, how do you have set the season on fire all year long. What has been your secret?
Oh, no secret. Hard work and a great God.
For those out there listening, the young ladies that might start in something and want to do as well as you do, what do you suggest to them?
Just work hard with what you got and take care of your responsibilities and trust in Jesus, and it'll get you where you need to be.
Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company. Handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.